We're learning Messiah Sasharim, Perek Test. Today is December 24th. We're by the paragraph that starts, Oid Mimavsidi Azrizus. What I'd like to do, while you're, if you found it good, if you didn't find it while you're looking for it, I just want to give a little introduction of the next couple of paragraphs, just where we're headed with the Messiah Sasharim. What is he doing with us now? He is continuing discussing here the Mavsidi Azrizus, which means, how does the Yetzirah attack a person to convince him not to be zariz, not to do things with zeal, with alacrity, with excitement. And he's going to approach a very, we'll call it a practical approach to attack people. What is a practical approach? He's going to tell people, it's cold outside. It's cold outside. Right? Yesterday was really, very cold. You know, it's really got cold. And he didn't say, how could you leave the house? How could you leave the house? It's too cold. You get to catch a cold. You might get sick. Yes. He says that then he's going to discuss, the Ramchal will discuss, how to approach dangers in a serious manner. That we should be careful to make sure that we don't go overboard and but too much be talking in the wrong way. We'll explain what these things mean right now. He says as follows: Oid mafsid hazrizus, hu roiv hapachad vegoidel hamoira min hazman v'toldoysof. The Yetzirah attacks a person by telling him that he says like this: Ki pam yiro miakor. He says sometimes a person should be afraid from the cold. You shouldn't leave the house. Or miachoy, maybe it's too hot. It's dangerous to go to learn. Dangerous. You know, you'll be in the car for like 5 minutes. In the car is air conditioning. The Beis Medrash is air conditioning. But the Yetzer Hara will say, you know, those 5 minutes. 5 minutes in the heat. I don't know. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara will tell a person, you know, if you go to a place with many people in Beis Medrash, everyone's sneezing. It's the winter time. Stay away. You know, those sanitary things, they don't work anyway. You know, that. Oh. All the different types of ways and tricks. Upam min achaloyim, from diseases. Upam min aruach, from the wind. You know, we're not talking about Hurricane Sandy. If there's a hurricane coming, you stay inside. That's exactly what we're talking about. You say, Hashem doesn't want you to get yourself in danger. Hashem is our loving Father. He wants us to come to do the mitzvahs properly. And that's what we're talking about today. V'chein kol kayotzev is all these different other types of excuses. And that's what we're discussing. The excuses the Yetzer Hara implants in a person. Hu ha'inin shamar shlomo v'lova shalom. Amar otzel shachal badarech ari bein harachoivas. Shlomo Melech exaggerates. He brings a pasuk. Our person exaggerates, rather. What does the person exaggerate about? A lazy person says, there's a young lion on the path. A lion in between the streets. Now, obviously, we don't say there's a lion today unless you live in those cities where that Meshuggah let out those, 52 wild animals? Okay? But besides for that, we have other excuses. You know, cars are dangerous. More people get killed in car accidents than in plane rides. So if I stay in my house, you get the best of both worlds. No planes, no cars. Obviously, it's exaggerating the situation. But a person, sometimes when it comes, the rain comes down. When the snow comes a little. Oh, it's too cold. He's not going to say it here, but I will just tell you what I've heard from Rebbeim, and I've mentioned in the past. We should approach Yiddishkeit, at least the bare minimum, the same way the $100 bills are hanging in front of us. If a person has that meeting, and he has the ability to have a conversation with that person and get a $50,000 bonus, a day. So every day, another $50,000. Sounds like a good, right? I don't have his number. I can't give it to you. I'm sorry. I didn't want to mislead you. We're going to say, oh, it's raining outside. Oh, it's a little drizzle. So you drive slower. Drive carefully. But to say, I'm not going to go, who's going to say he's not going to go? We're not talking about Hurricane Sandy once again. Our wise sages have already disgraced this attribute of a person taking on these all these excuses and called such a person a sinner. O mikra misayim is a pasuk that they have to back them up. The chsiv, it says in Yeshaya, pachadu b'tzioin chatoim achzor re'odo chaneifim. Sinners were afraid in Tzioin, trembling siege these hypocrites. Ad shomer echad min agdoilim. Who is this echad min agdoilim? The Gemara Brachos tells us this is Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. El tamidoi b'roisoi mispachet. He saw his Talmud. He was afraid. What are you afraid of? He told him. Chatoat. You're a sinner. What are you afraid of? You're letting the Yetzer get the best of you. Elo al zeh ne'emar. It says in Tehillim, b'tach b'Hashem. V'asei toiv. Shchon eretz ur'ei emuna. B'tach b'Hashem. Trust in Hashem and do good. Shchon eretz. Dwell in the land. Ur'ei emuna. And nourish yourself with faithfulness. Trust in Hashem. Let's give a little example. A person has a kid in school, just a marshal, so hopefully he's never true. And there's a bully, he's coming after him. You know, he's a little third grader. And there's a bully, a big seventh grader, comes after him. And as the bully is getting closer and closer, this little third grader is getting a little scared. All of a sudden, unbeknownst to the third grader, his older brother is standing right behind him. This seventh grader runs for his life. Now, he thought he's running for his life because this third grader picks up his fist. And only later does a third grader turn around to see, look up at his big 6'3" brother. No seventh grader is going to touch him. He's afraid of that 6'3" person. It's just a little claim to marshal, small marshal. What does it mean to have betochen in Hashem? Betochen in Hashem is that 6'3", lahavdil. He's with us at all times. He's protecting us at all times. Now, that doesn't mean we don't put on a seatbelt. Doesn't mean we don't do things which is, Hashem says, be safe. Klolu shel dover, the rule is as follows. Sarich shiyosim ha'odem is atzmo, says the Ramchal, arai ba'ilam kavua ba'avoida. The rule is as follows. A person has to place himself here in this world as arai. Arai means temporarily. Ukvua ba'avoida, and to come to serve Hashem on a regular basis. We had a yontif of Sukkis a few months ago. The yontif of Sukkis is to teach us this lesson. That our focus, we can survive in the sukkah, in a temporary dwelling for a few days. You know, I saw someone a few weeks ago. It was like around almost 10 o'clock at night. It was almost 10 o'clock at night. So, we have the end of a sukkah. We go into the sukkah for a few days, and the message to take out from this yontif is that just like I was in this yontif. Oh, I was telling you about a story about the person with the yes. It was around Maariv time. I'm washing my hands right before Maariv. And I see someone come into the kaila in the hallway with a suitcase, a little suitcase. I know this individual. He's a rav somewhere. So I said to him, "Mom, it's just like the Chavetz Chaim." What's the story of the Chavetz Chaim? We all know the famous story of the Chavetz Chaim. It's kedai to repeat it again. What's the famous story of the Chavetz Chaim? The Chavetz Chaim, he had a visitor came to his house, and the visitor said to him, "Where's all your furniture? Where's your love seat? Where's the lazy boy chair?" Right? You know, the one that, you know, you put back and the seat come up, you know, and the feet come up. Where's all the leather interior? Whatever. Chavetz Chaim says, "Well, where's yours?" He says to the guest. So the guest says back, "Well, I'm just traveling here. I don't carry all my stuff with me." What does the Chavetz Chaim say back? "I'm just traveling also." That's what the Ramchal is telling us. It's a small muscle. But this is what the Chavetz Chaim says. I want to share with you from the Sefer Erech HaPayim. The Sefer Erech HaPayim, it's not Erech HaPayim, it's Erech HaPayim. It's a Sefer Kas. If you want to know how to get angry, do the opposite of what he says. But no, it's called Erech HaPayim. It's a different pasuk. It's a pasuk Erech HaPayim. Yeah, people, once someone's came to me, why is they write? Erech HaPayim? It's not. It's a different pasuk. It's not from the pasuk Erech HaPayim.
What's the difference in translation between those two?
That's for those dictic majors. But Erech and Oyrech is two different. I'm not familiar with.
What does it mean in English?
Well, so in the Sefer Erech HaPayim that discusses in Yanni Kass of how not to become angry. I'm talking to myself, and I'd like to share this beautiful point with you on the topic we just mentioned. He says, if we view everything that happens as something that is not important, we'll say the words and we'll explain, then we won't get angry. What does that mean? If your person has a $10,000 vase, and it breaks, it smashes, it cracks, now it's 10,000 pieces. If a person views it that that's the most important thing, because it's worth $10,000, of course there's reason to get angry. But if a person views it as, you know what, Hashem just gave me a challenge. I know a person who had someone, I think he said a $4,000 vase, and this cleaning person accidentally smashed it. You know what he said to me? It serves me right for having something like that in my house. That's what he said to me. Now, I couldn't tell him that. But once he said, I said, yeah, I guess you're right. I have to agree with him, you know. $4,000 vase, what do you... go to Rite Aid, go to Act, whatever. But what do we have it for? Because if we're a man of Olam Hazeh, of this world, if anybody has a $4,000 vase, I don't mean to offend anybody. If we're here for Olam Hazeh, then when something like that smashes, we get upset. But we focus that the purpose of this world is for Olam Haba. So when something like that crashes and smashes, Hashem is telling us, this is your nisayon, this is your challenge, this is your test. Will you get angry now? And so much so, even when it comes to a mitzvah. A person is going to do a mitzvah. He has to go daven. And something happened and caused them to become late or to miss the minyan. So what's the response? You get upset? It's a famous story, which we'll say again. Famous story. When there was a family heirloom of tefillin. There's an impoverished family. Aniyim, very poor. And the wife would constantly tell the husband, listen, we need money. We have children to feed. Sell these tefillin. Sell the tefillin, make some money, put some food on the table. But he valued the tefillin so much. Then one day, it was time for Sukkos. Came the Yontif of Sukkos, Dalaminim. It wasn't so easy like we have today, Baruch Hashem. And he went to get an esrog. We'll say the story in the short version. Basically, he sold the tefillin. He took the money from the tefillin and he bought himself an esrog. Comes home. His wife finds out about it. And she can't believe what he just did. We need food. And you buy a lemon with bumps and a wooden stick coming out of it. That's what you do. I'm obviously over exaggerating here. And she takes it and she smashes it and she passels it. There goes the tefillin. There goes the money. There goes the esrog. There goes everything. There's one thing that doesn't go. What does he say? He says, now is my challenge in the sign of Kass. And I'm talking to myself. And I see myself. You should know, I mentioned when we learn Moshe, you should have a mirror in front of you. So by me, I have that because I have this camera. Besides seeing Rav Shmuel here, I see myself as well. So the challenge now is now in the sign of Kass. There's a mitzvah that came to him. How should he respond now to his wife? Now when we hear these stories that we all heard before, that when that nisayon comes up, hopefully that injection of the antidote will remind us of this story. And that's the nisayon at that point in time, not to become angry, because that's what Hashem wants from us. And the ikar point is to realize that this world is a world of nisayon, of challenges and tests. That's what the Ramchal is telling us. Yisratzev yistapek, he says further, b'chol anyoni ha'ilam b'mashim es damin loy v'yikach min abo b'yodei, take what you can v'yerochuk min ha'menucha, distance yourself from menucha, from relaxing V'karav l'malach av amal. And make yourself closer to do work and toil. V'yenachon libay v'tuach b'Hashem v'la yira amitoldois hazman v'gov. Trust in Hashem and Hashem will protect you. And don't be afraid from the occurrences of the times throughout the day. Shema Toimar, the next paragraph. Harimatsinu shechivu racham b'chol mokim sheyishmor ha'adam es atzmo yishmiru me'ula v'loy yosim atzmo b'sakona. Ha'afilu tzadik b'al ma'isim. The Ramchal tells us, he quotes the Gemara in the next line in Ksubis, that Chazal tell us we have to be careful not to put ourselves in danger. Protect yourselves. Don't put yourselves in danger. So maybe if I go out when it's raining too much, I'll put myself in danger. How do I judge what's called dangerous, what's not called dangerous? Says the Gemara, Hakol bidei shemayim chutz min tzinim pachim. Everything's in the hands of Hashem, except for tzinim pachim. I want to explain what this Gemara says, when I'll tell you what happened to me last night. I'm on the way to shul, to Dav Marif, and I'm walking a little too quickly, and where I was walking, there's the blacktop for the parking lot, and right next to it, a little below it, is some grass. And I was walking a little too fast, and I twisted my foot, my ankle. Instead of putting my foot down straight, I put it down on the edge, and it bent. And of course, I want to share with you, my dear friends, what's the first thing I did as I grabbed my held onto the railing? I quickly turned around because I almost fell to the ground. That's how bad it was. Right now I'm sitting with some pain. This is after two leaves in the morning. Okay? So I quickly turned around and it was dark. I'm like, okay, good, no one saw me. Why? Because we get embarrassed. And then even though I was in pain, I'm hobbling, pretending like I could walk on it. And smiling to people, going to Davin, walk down the steps, saying hello to people, sitting in pain, walking back up in pain. And I don't want to I don't want to attract attention, dragging the foot along. So, what happened to you? I just tried to put my foot, the pressure on it. This morning I woke up, I felt it. I really felt it. Because it had time to kick in there. I didn't see it so much, but I felt the swelling inside. I took two leaves in the morning. This is just by putting your foot down, a little twist. I wasn't even playing basketball. It's not like I won the game even. It's nothing. Just, why this happened? It's very simple. The Chazal say on this pasuk, on this concept over here, Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz min tzinim pachim. I wasn't careful. Yeah, I was going to do a mitzvah. Watch where you're walking. Put your foot down on dry, flat surface. How many times does a person slip on black ice? He goes, walks too fast. It's painful. It's painful.
The French have an expression, I defer to Professor Dorman here, but it's a faux pas.
A faux pas.
A wrong step.
A faux pas. Yes. Yeah, that was a faux pas, right? Let me tell you. I'm still feeling that faux pas. So, this is what he's telling us over here. Nishmat in Moedlan Afshoseichim. What does it mean? Hare she'ela hachli tabitochen azeh, back inside, al koponim. We don't just say, you know what, I'll trust in Hashem, I'll do something dangerous, I'll run, I won't watch him walking, I won't put my foot down straight. No, that's not what it means. Afilo dvar mitzvah. That yesh yira v'yesh yira. He says, even when you're going to do a mitzvah, you have to know there's a yira, there's a fear of Hashem, and there's a yira, there's a fear of Hashem. What does that mean, there's a yira, there's a yira? Exactly. There's a yira of real yira, of really fearing Hashem. And then this was called a fool. If I could say a capital F. This man takes the cake. Okay? This is a real fool, a real bona fide fool. A person doesn't say, I trust in Hashem. He runs across Montgomery Avenue without looking. Right? What is he, a frog playing Frogger? No, as a kid, they had the Frogger game, right? Okay? Now I don't know what they have anymore. That's his point this year. Yesh bitachim, yesh hoilos. There's trust in Hashem, there's foolishness. Ki hinei ha'odoin baruch hu, Also, it's the Adam Baal Seichel Nachon Nesvar Nechaychel. L'sheyin Hag Atzmai Al Derech Toiv. V'yishma Yishamer Min Advarim Hamazikim Hashem Nivru La'ano Es Arishayim. Hashem created man with Seichel. We have brains. As I mentioned the story years ago when I was working as a busboy, and the chef behind the counter told the waiter, you know, when the waiter's taking off one tray, one plate, and putting it on the tray, and then another, you know how it works. You take the chef takes the food, he dishes it out, and you have to quickly take the dish, put it on the tray, and take another one. So what did he has two hands. He's taking one plate, another plate. The chef says to him, "You have two hands? Use them. Take off with take the food off. One, two, three, four. Next, we got to move fast." So too over here. Use your seichel. Hashem gives seichel. Use the seichel. Don't put yourself in a dangerous situation. Say, "Oh, I'm doing a mitzvah." No, even for a divine mitzvah, don't run. Don't do a dangerous thing. Use your seichel. Umishi yirtze shelo yinag atzma b'derech hachochma v'yafkir atzma l'sakonis hinei ein ze bitochen elohilus. A person who wants to tell himself, "I'm doing things with chachma," but really he knows it's only foolishness. Hinei ein ze bitochen. It's not trust in Hashem. It's hoilus. He's not serving Hashem with seichel. It's the total opposite of seichel. It's foolishness. We're going to stop here for now. We have preparation for the next year and pick up from here tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Thank you.